Nintendo must listen to our podcast because they totally dropped the price the exact amount that we predicted they would.
That's pretty good.
All right. Yeah. All right. I got it now. I'll just say thank you to Nintendo. How about that?
All right. Okay. Let's start it.
So Vink, I'd like to start the show by thanking Nintendo.
What are you thinking for? Was Project Rainfall a success? Yes.
Not yet. They're still working on it, but I'm sure. Maybe actually after this, they might be more receptive to releasing those games. No, I'm actually referring to them taking our suggestion of dropping the 3DS down to $170 in the U.S. And so I want to thank them for listening to our podcast and totally dropping it down to that suggested price.
Reggie Iwata, you're welcome. No, what do you mean?
We crunched all the numbers for them. We figured out how much it costs, how much they could still make, and made a really good argument for why 170 was a really good price point.
Do we have a clip of that?
I think we do. Just hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Nintendo's in serious trouble with the 3DS if they do not announce at least a $70 price drop very soon.
Oh yeah. When they tore it down, they said something like it was like $114-$120 to make.
Yeah, so they can make a profit on $150. I'll exactly. Even pay $180 to be honest. See, totally called it the week of E3.
Wow! Oh my gosh! So, what do we do with that information, though?
Let everyone know, I guess.
I mean, you never really expect a company to do what you're thinking, and probably because usually what you're thinking is wrong.
Yeah.
I'm glad they did it. That sounds good, but
I'm going to buy it now. I think,
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
You don't have one yet either, right? Yeah. So
I don't have one yet.
But there are people who do. People have bought it for $250.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but Nintendo's trying to make it up to everyone. They're offering free 10 Virtual Console NES games, which will later go on sale for everyone, and 3 Virtual Console Game Boy Advance games, which they claim will never be available to anyone else ever.
They say they have no plans at this time. So
right, which is
which
familiar
which
language
for,
to many
which for
of
things
us.
Like. Which for things like Xenoblade means it'll never happen, but for things like this means it'll happen. You gotta speak Nintendo here.
Yeah, this is I mean, otherwise it'd be pretty maddening because it's like we find out after Project Rainfall that there are like NTSC localizations of some of these games, and it'd be silly to like have a virtual console version of these games and not release them at some point. I think they're just trying to make people who bought the 3DS feel better by saying you're going to get something else that no one else can possibly get.
But I'm sure it'll be a timed exclusive type thing like that. But there's no way they're not going to try to make money off. What are some of those titles? Metroid Fusion and WarioWare.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's good stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
A
bunch of games that are really just Super Nintendo ports that I already own. But hey, whatever.
Quiet. True. But maybe this is the retro game nerd in me talking. But I don't see anything wrong with Super Nintendo titles. But
there's nothing
yeah.
wrong with that. It's just that being the purist that I am, I just have the original console that they're for.
It's true.
I can't play
it's
them true. Mobily, unless I like were to buy the Game Boy Advance ones and kept my regular DS around, but or something.
But something I read and I think it might have been on Tiny Cartridge, although don't quote me on that, but like a lot of cool stuff comes from there. Everybody go to Tiny Cartridge, by the way. But I read something about when the Atari ST was kind of, they were trying to revitalize it.
The what?
And they released the Atari ST is like a computer system.
Oh, okay.
Like, from Atari. It kind of competed directly with the Amiga because kind of on that lower tier, mostly a gaming platform with some business applications type thing,
Mm, right.
But they tried to compete with it. So what they did was they released, when you bought the system, they released this pack of like 22 like games,
mm-hmm.
maybe more, maybe it was like two packs of 22. Either way, It was, and it wasn't just filler. It wasn't shovelware. It was like the best of the system.
Wow.
Whatever. And they sold a lot of systems. But what happened was, when people had that many really good top tier games, they didn't have any reason to buy anything else. You know what I'm saying? Like, pretty much everything they'd want to buy was there. And what happened was, third parties weren't making any money and dropped support for the platform. No, I mean, Atari ST had problems beyond just that, but some people say that that contributed to its downfall. Now, I don't think that's going to happen with 3DS exactly, but like, if the games are really good and really compelling content, it's hard to drop $40 on another game, you know?
Yeah, there is that, and that seems to be Nintendo's problem in general, is that they're not really addressing a potential issue with another handheld. And like, lots of the big tech blogs have been talking about how they've been playing games that are just 99 cents and they get more enjoyment out of it than any $40 title. They
beat us to the punch.
Yeah. Unfortunately. But fortunately, we called it first. I think, like, I can't even mention which blog because I can't remember which one exactly. Said, I don't know if anyone would have guessed that we would have dropped it this much. We did! We guessed that!
Yep.
It feels so good.
enough of tooting our own horn. But something that strikes me is now the hardware costs what I want it to cost. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I am ready to jump in on the hardware now. But the thing is, there's one thing just keeping me from fully, you know, going and buying the system. And that's the software. It's not that there's not good software. There's plenty of plenty is a bad word. There's some good software for it. But I just don't know if I can drop $40 on handheld games anymore at this point in my life.
Oh.
Console games I can still justify.
Why what's the difference exactly?
Well, portable games have been continually going up in price. And I had a hard time dropping the money for Final Fantasy III when it came out, and Final Fantasy IV because of the kind of Square Enix tax, you know.
What?
You know. Well, no, when you look at the Nintendo DS games, all the Square Enix titles were like more expensive than like Nintendo titles or other third-party titles.
I was unaware of this. Okay.
No, but they were usually about $5 more than like top-tier titles from any other publisher.
Huh.
And a lot of people called it the Square Enix tax.
Interesting.
It's like, we're Square Enix. You'll buy this. We invented cloud, you know. So.
that's the character cloud, not cloud computing.
It depends who you talk to.
I'm trying to do the math here. So for this price cut, you basically get, if you want to spend $250, you get two games. Or they're hoping you've done the math and you realize you get 20 games for the same price. 10 of which no one else can get at least for a while. It's not going to do it for me.
But 19 of which you already have.
yeah, exactly. in some form or another, and you know, without the GBA cartridge slot, maybe I don't know what they're trying to pull there. But I'm interested in the platform, kind of less for the games actually. I'm interested in like the 3D movie downloadable trailers. I'm interested in just some of the other just general features. Because honestly, I haven't played a portable system of any kind for a while. I mean, I bought games for my iPhone when I first got it, but I haven't really used it for gaming since then because I just don't have time. I don't have like a commute where I'm not driving.
Yeah.
I'm not like idle really at any point during my day where I can just sit, shut out the world and like play a video game like that. If I'm home, I play my consoles. So I can't really justify the purchase of games I can only play on this little screen, even if it's nice in 3D. And that's where I'm standing right now. But it's a cool little device that can do other things, and that's why it's going to be worth $170 for me. Yeah.
If it was region free, I'd be buying it right now. I would not be podcasting
that.
Now. I would be currently buying it.
Oh dear. Well,
I live in Japan.
Yeah,
as you've maybe guessed,
I've heard this about you.
Yes, and The type of games I like to play a lot are like RPG games. Quite like them.
Mm-hmm.
Very much appreciate them if they're in my native language.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, if I bought just an American one, some people don't realize this, but it's actually much easier to get Japanese games in America than it is to get American games in Japan. So, I mean, I can get them. I usually actually buy them and have them sent to my parents' house in America and just have them send them to me. But it's quite troublesome.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So I don't know. I mean.
Well, they're not going to change that, you know. Yeah.
It's
already region locked, and it's not going to change. So, yeah. I mean,
but that's the thing. When it drops down to $120, I can necessitate buying two.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, I know.
I remember reading like what the actual drop in the yen price was, but I don't know if it was as drastic or more drastic or what the percentage was exactly.
It was in front of me. It was pretty similar.
Okay.
Because the yen is a lot more powerful than the dollar right now.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean,
I'm going to camp tomorrow, and we're going to have a campfire lighting, and we were going to use newspapers, but we thought it would be more economical just to throw dollar bills on there.
Oh, so. Yeah. I found this out the hard way when I tried to go to Japan right before the tsunami and everything, and we exchanged our money back and lost $300 on the trade, so... Is this going to be enough? Are people going to start buying the 3DS again? Because one of the things I've read is that we should just give Nintendo through Christmas to decide if the 3DS is a failed platform or not. But even Nintendo didn't give Nintendo until Christmas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What was it? Iwata personally took a 50% reduction in pay,
mm-hmm.
as well as a few other top executives. And, like, the thing is, That's another thing that I and pretty much the entire gaming industry called. You know what? When the price was announced, we're like, okay, yeah. Nintendo, your arrogance is incredible at this point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it got worse when we found out how much they actually cost to make.
Yep.
But the final nail in the coffin was when the Vita's price was announced.
Mm-hmm.
It suddenly the 3DS, which already seemed overpriced, got way more overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I don't know, like, this price drop is definitely going to help Nintendo's numbers for how many systems get out there. Probably,
right.
The thing is, for them to, it's going to have to like triple their numbers in that they'll actually make as much money as they're making with current sales. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
What they cut was profit.
Yeah,
you know, the production costs remain the same. What they cut was profit. But the thing is, like, unless they do something like that, all the third parties are going to jump ship. If those install numbers are not high,
yep,
it doesn't really matter if Nintendo's making money or losing money. These companies aren't going to care unless there's units in the hands of people.
Yep,
you know,
or even when there are units in the hands of people, like the Wii and the third party stuff doesn't sell anyway. Like, what do you do then?
Exactly. I don't know. I think Nintendo just screwed up this launch completely.
They really should have waited until it was feature complete. I mean, that's a complaint I had from day one. I didn't even know that there was like the store wasn't even up yet. You couldn't browse online yet. There were just a whole bunch of things that just you went to the menu and it's like, oh, this will come later. That would piss me off.
It just seemed too much like the release was a beta. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not like, even a later beta.
It's like, oh, you know, you're Nintendo fans. You'll buy it.
And it's wow. It really did seem like the early adopters were kind of the guinea pigs there. Will people buy this? Oh, they will, but not enough. Okay. We'll put it out at the price we probably should have in the first place.
Because still, even now, it's more expensive than a Wii, and people aren't buying the Wii.
Yeah. I think one of the main worries right now is that the loss of perceived value. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that a price cut happened this early into the system and this drastic inspire a lot of confidence in consumers. I can think of another system that dropped in price this quickly and this drastically.
Oh, do tell.
It would be the Virtual Boy.
No, like
they
no,
dropped
no,
it. They
no,
dropped
no,
it in price really low, and it sold pretty well there. But third parties were like, "Nah, this thing's dead."
Oh dear.
But the virtual, it is unfair to compare this to the Virtual Boy.
Yeah.
Totally unfair. Yeah. They already have 3 times the library of the Virtual Boy, sell more units a month than probably the Virtual Boy ever sold. I mean, it's not a fair comparison there.
Well, on the other hand, there are some comparisons. Like there was, you know, worries about eye strain and things like that. Because I remember that you play a Virtual Boy, and then after a while, the games would automatically stop and say, "Hey, why don't you take a break so you don't get cross-eyed forever?"
Yeah, and it was pretty frequent too, if I remember correctly.
It was annoyingly frequent. It was built into the hardware, right? So you didn't really have a choice to get around it, as far as I know. But, you know,
well, luckily there were no games on there that you'd play for more than 15 minutes anyway.
Yeah.
Ouch. Oh, sorry. Virtual Boy fans, the Wario game was quite good. I liked Red Alarm. 3DS, I don't know. I criticize it a lot. I really criticize it a lot. But I'm sure it's a good system, you know.
Are you? Because I'm not sure. I'm willing to try it out. I've seen other people's. I've played around with them a little bit, but I haven't really felt the intense need to buy one. I mean, just the fact that the price drop means that it's within striking distance of an impulse buy for a 30-something with a steady job. So
it is, and I think that's the scariest thing, is it did get the price drop that I said it should get, but I haven't pre-ordered it, you know?
Well, I'm more worried about what kids, you know, if that's going to be an issue for parents, if that's going to be enough to get kids in on it.
I think
when the games are still so expensive.
That's where Nintendo's covered is the kids market. And at Christmas, the sales of this thing are going to be through the roof.
Let's hope so.
Although I did hear a rumor that Vita is going to be out pretty soon.
Yeah, it was supposed to be
November.
October,
November, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know, but like if Nintendo can get out a couple like really good, you know, titles. You know, kids will buy this, but like the older gaming market, I don't know. Now I don't want to sound all, you know, 2004 or 2003 or whenever the DS came out about this, because I mean that's what everybody was saying about the PSP. You know what I mean?
Right.
That Nintendo was doomed because everybody would see the value of the PSP and no one would buy this underpowered 3DS.
Right.
And, you know, that didn't come to pass.
But the DS didn't have a huge price drop, wasn't already out in the market, and didn't perform as well as expected, etc.
Well, they launched pretty much the same day and, you know, the PSP was outpacing it for a little while. It was what saved the DS was software.
Right, which...
Actually, the title that started the recovery of it was Nintendogs.
Yep.
Followed by, like, Mario Kart and New Super Mario Brothers, and that caused it to explode. Had Nintendo not had kind of a slam dunk with, like, Mario nostalgia coming to a head...
Well, here's my question, though. Are there any titles like that coming out soon? Because I can't think of anything coming out for the 3DS I've heard announced that particularly interests me. Come to think of it, I can't think of much that's been announced for the 3DS at all that I've heard.
Well, the biggest title on the 3DS by far is Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, that...
Which is not a new game.
I own it already. It's not in 3D, mind you, but I own it already. I own it a couple of times, actually, because I... Yep. Oh, no, I never got that... That 4-in-1 disc.
Oh, you didn't?
No, because
it's worth having.
It was. It's really expensive now, and I just didn't jump on it when I had the chance back in the day. But I do have the Master Quest because I got that came with some other disc.
Yeah.
I forget what that was. What I want is Majora's Mask. If they release Majora's Mask for the 3DS, I'm sold because that's one of my favorite Zelda games of all time.
It looks very nice. I've seen it played, the Ocarina of Time. I like the gyroscope viewing. That's really cool.
Mm.
I don't know, though. I'm the kind of person who would probably turn the 3D off most of the time.
that's quite all right. There is a bit of ghosting going on in that game from what I've seen.
I don't know. Like, you got to hit the sweet spot just perfect on the 3DS is something I've noticed. And when it's working, it looks pretty cool. But, like, when it's not, it gives me a headache.
Oh, really? That's not good.
Well, I don't I don't know about a headache. I've never played it long enough to get a headache, but you know, my eyes want to turn away from it sometimes.
Okay.
Even if the 3D is a gimmick, and for the DS, for the most part, the two screens was a gimmick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not a lot of games really utilize them well.
Yeah, but you know,
some games combine them to be one big screen, or some put menus and stuff down there. But a lot of them just had like a logo or something down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it, you know, that second screen is a control screen. You know, mostly. So the gimmick was more the touchpad, I suppose, than the fact that it was two screens. And that was a huge advantage, you know, back in the day when there was nothing like that out. You know, there weren't smartphones that had that kind of technology.
Oh yeah, but I mean, if you look on the DS for some the best selling games on the system, there are ones that didn't use that at all.
Well, name one.
Mario Kart, New Super Mario World. New Super Mario Brothers. I mean, they used it for like menu-ish things.
Yeah,
but,
you're right.
Know.
Yeah, that was all standard controls. Huh.
A, B buttons and D-pad. Those were the things that sold really well. And that's the thing. That's the thing with this too, is if they have the games, I don't care if they're all in 3D or if they all use all of the bells and whistles. You know what I mean? I just want a stable of games I want to play. That's it. Pretty simple.
Well, where are they? Can you make them reasonably priced, Nintendo? That's all I ask.
I mean, with any system, games become reasonably priced as time goes on, just because of the used game market and the, should we bring Capcom into this?
Let's.
All right. You know what I'm referring to, right?
No idea.
Okay. The Resident Evil game that's out now, it's called Mercenaries, I believe. It is limited to one save file. And you can never delete it.
Oh, I heard that.
Or clear it.
Oh, dear God.
Which basically means that your game is essentially unsellable, you know? I mean...
Or unreplayable.
Well, pretty much. Like, you build up your character or whatever, and, you know, you can't wipe it to resell it. And you can't wipe it just to, you know, go through the joy of unlocking everything again, you know? You are... committed to that save.
This is such a terrible idea. I mean, I know that they're really worried about reselling. I'm not sure why this is such a new problem. Maybe if they're not selling enough new games, this wasn't a problem in the past when they cost the exact same amount for the last 30 years. So I'm not sure really where this is coming from. Maybe it's development costs. I don't know. But to do this, to devalue your experience, or at least make your experience so expensive that you don't want to pay for it, I don't like playing games just once. Like, games I enjoy, I like to play over and over again. Or I like to show people who haven't seen it before and sell them on it. I can't go back and say, hey, look at this cool thing that I did in this game at this cutscene or whatever. I can't go back and do that with a game like this because then help them sell more copies. They're just thinking so small, so incredibly.
I think you do have the option of going through bits of the game. I haven't played it, but it's not like when you win, it's a junk cartridge. I mean, the game, and there's a large multiplayer mode and stuff, but. Your like save data and things like that is unerasable.
So what does that mean then? It still kind of puts you in the same position, right? You can't experience the game again as if it were the first time without buying a new one.
That's true.
No one's going to do that. No one's going to be like, I like this game so much, I'm going to pay another $40 for it, or $45, or however the heck much they're going to ask for it. And there's just no way.
And I mean, it got some pretty negative backlash. And I know they're doing it to try to, like, I don't know, stem piracy. Have they pirated the 3DS yet? I haven't been paying attention.
I have no idea.
It's only a matter of time, though. But the thing is, what publishers keep doing is making it more desirable to have a pirated game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the heart of it is to make it to use what you've bought legally. The easier it is, the more attractive it is to go some other avenue to... get a feature that they had to deliberately cut out.
And the pirates will feel more and more justified by doing it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I'd like to point out here, we're not justifying piracy at all. Support your game developers in what they're doing. But if you disagree with what they're doing, take a pass on this game.
Yeah.
Wanting something doesn't mean you have the right to own it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But at the same time, come on, Capcom. Come on. What you doing to us here? And release Dead Phoenix. No, sorry.
God.
Sorry. Okay. I don't know where that one came from. But yeah. Okay, let's talk about positives for the 3DS.
All right. It's 3D.
There are definitely some. Okay, at this price point now, it's on scale with what did the DSLL cost?
XL?
Oh, yeah, sorry. XL in America.
Oh. Sorry.
It's the XL in Japan, yeah.
I don't remember actually. I never bought one.
It's got to be it must be like within like $10-$15 of this, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So we've hit a price point that is mass market.
Yeah. People will buy it.
I think kids are going to buy this. And definitely Nintendo gamers are going to buy this. Mario 3D looks really good. And that's probably actually the title that will eventually cause me to jump in.
You think so?
I'm a sucker for Mario games. I'm a sucker for Mario games.
Have rumors of the inclusion of Luigi started flying yet? Maybe we should start that right here.
Luigi will be included.
Disclaimer, Luigi will not be included.
Hey, I don't know. This is one of those things that if it comes to pass, we can quote ourselves again whereas the million and a half other things we've said in this podcast that will never come to pass,
we
just kind of gloss over.
Let's just not mention those things. What else? Oh, it is
Yoshi
kind of cool.
Yoshi is playable.
It is kind of cool that you can basically have stuff kind of like running in the background or on pause while you do different stuff in the home menu. That's really, really nice. That's
I like the built-in RPG.
Oh, help me here.
It's like Mii-based.
The Street Pass thing?
Yeah, the Street Pass.
Yeah, Phil Bond has told me about this. It sounds pretty cool, actually.
It is really cool. You leave this thing running, and you pass people, and you get, you know, experience and messages and all kinds of other things. I mean, you can play it without ever meeting anyone, but you won't level up very quickly.
Yeah, yeah. So you like level up to like level 10, I think it was. I'm trying to remember what he told me, because it sounded really cool, actually.
I know you can get a Link costume or something, but anyway.
Because he's got that.
Lame. Okay.
Hey.
But that sounds really cool. And like, it's in Nintendo's best interest to get these in the hands of as many people as possible.
Right.
if people don't have the 3DS, Street Pass is kind of useless.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You just go to conventions and hope you like walk by Iwata or something and see his gold pants.
All right.
Are you lost? Should I explain that?
I want to start a rumor here. Gold pants playable in Mario 3D. Okay.
People were asking me like what the next big Nintendo show was, and like someone was like TGS, and like Nintendo
Nintendo
TGS
doesn't
presence.
Really go there.
But you know, maybe
Space World.
When's Space World?
2002.
Oh dear. maybe what we should do is by the time TGS rolls around, and let's say we try to get in, we should have our 3DSs by then, hopefully, and then we can see which Nintendo people are like skulking in the corner with our 3DSs, just watch it every few minutes and be like, oh, I saw Miyamoto. I saw him.
He's crying softly.
He's behind the Gran Turismo booth.
I think the bigger implications of this is if they can't get people excited about the 3DS, they're going to have a hard time getting people excited about the Wii U. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but,
definitely.
But on one hand, they're taking a step in the right direction. There's no way they're going to launch the Wii U super expensive now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That I think that's one good thing we can take from this is that the Wii U is not going to be $350.
Because if Wada takes another 50% pay cut, that's... He's down to zero.
It's like zero, yeah. That is another thing, cool thing too. It's kind of classy about Nintendo that, you know, instead of like giving themselves huge bonuses and then like exiting the company, they're actually trying to make it work. They're admitting to some kind of mistake, even though they won't like specify what that mistake could possibly have been, and they're going to keep going. I almost wish in some ways that they would take the pay raise and leave just so we can see someone else's ideas.
Some fresh blood in there.
But yeah, I think Iwata's done more good for the company than harm, because the Wii never would have happened under Yamauchi. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lost $1 billion when Nintendo's financial reports came out.
Oh, wow.
Or like $500 million in like a minute.
Wow.
Never. He's got to be like watching television. Or maybe he's got Twitter. And it all of a sudden is like, you lost $500 million. He's got a, I'm guessing he's picking up his cane, he's shaking it, and he's like, 3D! Two dimensions was good enough in my day. Last time we tried. And then he's got to be thinking, oh, I've been through two 3D systems already.
I think we found our next old man segment.
Yeah, probably. But like, Nintendo's... I hate to say we were right again, because anybody could have done this. But
yeah, yeah.
But Nintendo and 3D have just not been the best of bedfellows.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we covered it in our 3D special. We're going to talk about the Virtual Boy eventually.
Yeah.
But it's like this is actually their third try at 3D if you consider the Famicom 3D system.
Yeah.
This is the most successful though so far. I think, and it's
well, yeah.
They're kind of committed.
That's like being the world, yeah.
But
I don't know. It's like being the most successful indie band.
Yeah. Well, you know, like you said, though, the 3D is optional in all games, just by the nature of the hardware. So yep. If you don't want to buy it,
it's not
for that
even
reason.
Included in some of the games.
Oh, really?
There's a few games that use the gyroscope intensely, and
sure.
It would cause you to not be able to have the sweet spot very often.
Right.
So they just didn't include 3D in it.
Right, that is one of the problems with the way that this works. Although when it does work, I think it looks phenomenal. I played a bit of Pilot Wings, and it's like a whole world in this. You can see through this little window on your 3DS, and it's just the most amazing thing. Way better than the effects in Avatar, I think, where things try to pop out at you, and it's not as convincing because there's still the border there. So
yep.
when you do the 3D, so that it's obvious that like beyond this plane is this other world. Fantastic.
Yep.
But as soon as you try and go the other direction, then it doesn't work so well, I don't think.
You know, I get another positive for the 3DS here. The retro remakes. Did you play Excite Bike?
No.
With 3D added?
No.
Oh, wait,
take it back.
Really,
yes, I did.
Really, really good.
Apparently it's a really easy process too. So.
Yeah, and they're gonna do it with a ton of NES titles, I guess.
What I was surprised by also was the aspect ratio matched the screen, because
yep.
originally it was more like a square. If you actually put it on your HDTV or whatever, you'll see how it cuts off.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So it's actually more rectangular vertically than a square, really. But yeah, so they really had to widen it, and I'm not sure if that took a lot of work or not, because they would have to tell the code to look farther ahead, I guess, to draw the screen. But yeah, I don't know.
Either way, like stuff like that, I'm very interested in, and this is what will eventually get me to. I will definitely buy a 3DS, but I don't like that I feel this reluctance.
This shouldn't be happening, and I really do wonder if it's going to carry over to the Wii U. But that's over a year away, and we got this next holiday to figure out if the 3DS is going to sink Nintendo or not. So,
3DS, I predict, will do very well in the holiday season, and I think it will do better than the Sony system.
Oh boy! Okay, here we go. We're gonna like save this clip, so
I know
about 30.
It will
minutes.
It will do better, probably just because they'll have the supply line.
Yeah, yeah.
I think unless Sony wants to do a worldwide launch of this thing, and like any
right.
other new system, it's probably going to be, supply constrained. Whereas Nintendo
right.
has the channel stuffed with these systems.
Unfortunately.
People will be able to get them. Perhaps Nintendo will do some compelling holiday special or something.
Right.
But I don't know. The thing is, Christmas isn't a time where your main target are 30-something gamers. You know what I mean?
Mm, right, right.
Because as much as I continue to write to Santa, he has forsaken me. but like the little kids, oh my God, I'm going to quote. This was a Sony quote from a very long time ago when the DS first launched.
Okay.
I think it was the guy who left for Atari. What's his name?
I don't know.
And he said that Nintendo systems will always sell just due to their ability to target to the audience who enjoys Pokemon games. Something like that. I'm misquoting him.
Yeah, it was meant to be a backhanded compliment, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was very unflattering. But the thing is, there is a lot of truth there. I mean, of course, it goes far beyond that. But like, there will always be a core of people who will buy the system simply because of the exclusives like Pokemon and Mario,
right.
Animal Crossing, things like that. So Nintendo in that way is never doomed. But they're going to have – they have a very uphill battle right now to repeat the success that they had with the DS or even to right. a lesser extent the Wii.
Honestly, he just sounds jealous, like, because I don't think Sony's really had anything like that. Or what they did have, they lost when the PS3 didn't take the lead in this last generation. Because how many of those games came out for the 360 that used to be PlayStation exclusive?
Most of the ones that mattered.
Yeah. So – that's is it fair to say like the PS3 is Sony's GameCube?
I don't know about that. It had a kind of a renaissance recently. I mean, it, like, maybe renaissance is the wrong word because it had good titles from the beginning. But like in Japan, it's the best selling console right now.
Sure.
And has been for a while. In America, it's not doing too far behind the 360. You know.
Right, right.
I mean, it'll never catch up to the Wii's numbers. Never.
Yeah.
But like, it's selling better than it now. GameCube never, ever outsold anything.
That's true. That's true.
You know, GameCube started at the bottom and stayed there.
Yeah.
I mean, they had occasional little bumps when they have a price cut or, you know, when a really big name title would come out. And maybe right. for a few weeks here or there, it beat out the PlayStation 2. But for the most part, let me clarify that it didn't start at the bottom. It hung out at the bottom with the Xbox.
Right.
Like Xbox eventually outsold the GameCube.
Right.
But like not by a ton.
You mean in Japan? Because in the U.S. it did pretty well.
No. In Japan, the Xbox sold like 12 of them, and two of them were bought by me.
Oh, so but okay. You mean overall?
No. Overall.
Okay. Well, that's
fair. Because the Xbox outsold the GameCube in America, I believe.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But like worldwide, it came out that I
that makes
know.
More
it,
sense.
So you ask. Some people say the GameCube eventually came ahead of it because the Xbox was discontinued a little bit before the GameCube.
Yeah, because they had that whole year where the 360 was out and everything.
But
yeah,
people had kind of stopped tracking it at that point.
Right, right. I don't know if that counts.
So it's really hard to know the exact thing, but they came out about the same. But the thing is that Microsoft got off the ground running for their next one though. So
definitely.
And so did Nintendo, but then Nintendo's like, we're in the lead. Time to take a nap.
Yeah. So, all right. So my
tortoise
my,
in the hare situation. Almost.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So my final thought is regarding these NES virtual console games, it's kind of unclear right now if it's going to be like an actual port of the original or if they're just going to port over the Game Boy releases that they had done previously. And I'm kind of siding with the latter camp that it's going to be the Game Boy.
They're already screen formatted. It seems likely.
Yeah. That's precisely why. Because why I go through the extra effort knowing Nintendo's previous proclivities, which is too bad. Yeah. Because shouldn't the 3DS be able to do a pixel perfect port of an NES game?
Yeah, they should be. They should be able to.
So I guess we'll see. We don't know that for sure, but I'm pretty sure they're going to go the path of least resistance on this one, especially if it's going to be free titles.
I don't know. I just hope they do more things like what they did with Excitebike, personally.
Yeah, I will pay for that. You know, I would
play Duck Hunt with voice tracking. I mean, with eyeball tracking, you know. Like, you stare at the ducks to make their little heads explode.
Oh, dear.
I would totally play that.
And then you, like, Jedi mind trick the dog. Oh, please add that, Nintendo.
Nintendo, if you are listening, like we've decided you have been, give us at least partial credit for that idea.
Yes. Send a check too.
Yeah, just buy our DVD. So, in conclusion, price cut probably a good thing for Nintendo.
Yep.
We'll just have to see if they've devalued the system by having a price cut that quickly, you know. I think, I don't know, like the early adopters feel bad. I mean, they're getting the free games, but like people, to the general population, this is probably seen as a good thing, you know. Oh, it's cheaper now, maybe we can afford it. I just hope that Nintendo doesn't have, I don't know, the stink of death on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I think the real problem is that they just charged too much for it in the first place, and they're just making a market correction now, really, is what's happening. In my mind, we'll see if that's how people feel about it. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be generally seen by a good thing by people who haven't bought it yet who really want to. Because I went to what was it? Oh, dear. Daishokan, I think.
Yeah.
I had my panel. And, like prepping for the 3D, Famicom 3D system bit, and I asked how many people wanted the 3DS. Everyone's hand went up. I asked how many people had one already. No one's hand. So it,
well,
it's,
yeah,
like,
there's definitely interest there.
Yeah.
Especially since it built off from, what I mean, probably the most popular by terms of how long it was out handheld in history, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I take it back. It was no brand because when Daishokan happened, it wasn't out yet.
Oh, I see.
No brand makes more sense, and their video wasn't out yet either. So,
and one thing that we can put for something that was perceived as a very drastic, scary drop, but worked well for the company is there's a little smartphone. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It was called the iPhone. That was it. The iPhone. When it first came out, it got. Very short into its life, it got a $100 or was it even $200 price drop?
Yeah,
like right away, like the iPhone 1, and
Apple Computer was never heard from again.
A lot of people were really upset about that because the early adopters felt they were totally screwed. They got like $100 back in like I don't know, like store credit,
something. I don't recall.
I mean, they got something, but like a lot of people were like, "Oh, Apple. There's no way they're gonna have a successful product now." But
and now I own an iPhone 4, my first iPhone ever.
They currently have more money than the U.S. government. Did you hear this? Like they have like more money than we have available cash, unless that debt ceiling gets raised.
Well,
I mean. Okay, I have more money than the U.S. government, if you include debt.
we should add a caveat that something will have happened by the time that this podcast comes out. Either we're going to be all paying more in interest, and the U.S. economy is going to crash along with the world economy, or they've figured out a deal and everyone's happy, and Apple still has more money than the U.S. government.
I'd like to point out that if the world economy does collapse, in a way, that's making our DVD cost even less.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So, the conversion rate will go down.
So
I've been wondering about that because there have been a lot of people overseas buying the disc. They're paying twice as much in shipping for it. Sometimes they're not finding the promo code, so they're paying sometimes 2.5 times what someone in the U.S. can pay for it. But they're still like on par with the U.S. buyers. It baffles my mind, but I am so appreciative to them for that.
For now, I guess my question is, what do you think? Who out there of our listeners has a 3DS? I mean, people who are listening to our podcast are probably not what one would call casual gamers, you know?
One would think.
Since we haven't covered Peggle very much.
Well, next week.
But next week. Yeah, next week on the podcast. Peggle. The history, the myth. Okay. But... tell us, have you bought the system yet? And if not, why not? I'd really like to know. Leave it in the comments, on our feed. Just we really want to see how this decision is impacting you. If you bought it previously, are you upset? Or, you know, I actually heard a comment from one of my friends. Interestingly enough, that he's going to quickly buy one now before the price drop.
Yeah. Yep,
because he wants those games. He's like Metroid Fusion, stuff like that. I don't know how common that is, but if you're one of those people, we'd love to hear your reasons why. So anyway, regardless, drop us a line. Oh, and I'd like to point out that if you're listening to this podcast now, but like we're recording it now in 2011, but you're listening to it in, say, 2014.
After the U.S. economy has crashed?
Yes. Sorry. But feel free, less strong than that. If you're listening to an old episode of a podcast, that doesn't mean you can't still comment. We're constantly checking the feeds from old podcasts yep. too. So feel free to comment on any of these. And if you have a question on one of these topics, we'll get back to you. Don't worry if you miss it in its first week run. We're still checking those as much as we can. Yep. So leave a message.
Just hope all that right. We're not living in a future dystopia by the time that this comes out.
Well, you know, as long as I've got my 3D systems.
Yeah, I guess I better buy it now before the market crashes.
You should enjoy it before the incoming Armageddon.
Yep, there's no more electricity. It's all mule-drawn power, because that'll happen. I
don't want to miss a thing.
Until next week.
All right, goodbye.
Famicom Dojo.